This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, at the ASEAN Business and Investment Summit, Obama focused on the benefits of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and he was really trying to sell the trade agreement. Now, he admitted that past agreements haven't always lived up to their promises and admits a new trade deal like the TPP can be a tough sell, and it is. It is a tough sell. But he believes that when the high tariffs among the TPP partners come down, it'll create new opportunities for everyone.
It's a win for our 12 TPP countries by eliminating tens of thousands of tariffs, essentially taxes on goods, on each other's products. TPP removes old barriers and opens new markets. The United States is already one of the most open economies in the world. And when the high tariffs among our TPP partners come down also, it will create new opportunities for everybody. Malaysia will be able to sell more cell phones to Mexico. Singapore can sell more medicine to Peru. Vietnam will be able to sell more leather goods to Japan. The list goes on.
Now, another claim he made was that the TPP is more than just a trade pact. It has important strategic and geopolitical benefits.
TPP is a long-term investment in our shared security and in universal human rights. I want to be very clear. Trade is not a panacea. It's not a cure-all for the range of challenges that our nations face. But we know from experience that when trade is done right, it can help fuel progress in other areas. Let me be specific. First, TPP will help build greater trust and cooperation among nations. We've long understood that trade can help bring countries and regions closer. There's a link between economic security and national security, and that's at the heart of ASEAN. So TPP will help to advance the economic integration that underwrites peace and stability in this region.
Okay, so clearly TPP was very high on the agenda for Obama, but was there anything else that caught your attention, Cheryl?
Now, Melissa, he also weighed in on human rights violations and how the TPP will help fight forced labor, namely human trafficking.
Around the world and here in the Asia Pacific, we still see abuses that are abhorrent and unacceptable, where men, women, and children are sold to traffickers or tricked into forced labor. They toil day after day in dangerous conditions that can turn deadly. And this is not labor, this is akin to modern slavery. It has to stop. TPP helps fight this kind of forced labor with internationally recognized labor rights, prohibitions against forced labor, against child labor, against employment discrimination, including against women. TPP requires acceptable work conditions, such as a minimum wage, fair hours of work, and workplace safety. And meanwhile, Malaysia, Vietnam, and Brunei have committed to specific concrete reforms to reach these high standards. Change will not happen overnight, but with TPP, hundreds of millions of workers will now be covered by higher enforceable labor standards. That is progress.
Now, Melissa, the reason why this is prevalent is because back in July, Malaysia was upgraded in the Trafficking in Persons Report, which is produced annually by the U.S. State Department. Now, Malaysia went from Tier 3, which is reserved for countries with the worst human trafficking records, to an upgrade to the Tier 2 watch list. Now, this frees Malaysia from potential sanctions and international condemnation.
Okay, because if we had remained a Tier 3 country, then the Obama administration would have to exclude Malaysia from the deal, from the TPP.
Yep, that's correct, and Obama does not want that. The upgrade caused an uproar back in July. Now, critics insist the upgrade was unjustified as Malaysia hasn't shown the sustained improvement in its combat of human trafficking. Now, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, he visited Malaysia back in August, and I happened to go for his press conference as well, and he made it clear that an upgrade only means that Malaysia is on the right track, but it still needs to do more in its actions. Mm-hmm. Now, that being said, another issue was brought up back in August was, what if Malaysia was downgraded back to Tier 3 when the human trafficking issues, especially since human trafficking issues had come into light earlier the year, and, you know, this will be taken into account for the next
year's report,
correct?
Okay.
So this was the poor handling of the Rohingya boat people crisis. And on top of that, remember the discovery of mass graves
yes,
in Wong
right.
Kalian? Yeah, that was a shock. Now, will those incidents downgrade our rankings next year? And now if it does, and let's be honest here, in all likelihood, it probably will. Mm-hmm. You know, will that affect our position in the TPP?
You know, Cheryl, the other thing that could affect our position in the TPP is corruption, right?
Yeah, and Obama touched on corruption and how the TPP will include the strongest anti-corruption and transparency standards of any trade agreement in history.
It requires countries to have laws against corruption, including making it a crime to bribe a public official. And it requires countries to enforce those laws. So TPP encourages rule of law and stronger, more effective and more accountable governance.
But Melissa, critics have argued that the deal was done in secret. So all this talk about transparency, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, his reply to the criticism of it being not transparent and all is, he says it's inaccurate to think that transparency meant negotiating the TPP in an open environment, as in this instance, the deal would have never been completed. So you decide, justification or an excuse?
It depends on which side you're looking at, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So just an update or a reminder, the content of the TPP and two impact studies will be tabled in Malaysian Parliament next January, followed by a debate to decide whether Malaysia should sign the TPPA at the end of January next year. And if the ratification of the agreement is expected, the ratification of the agreement is expected to be realised 2 years after signing the pact.
Well, we'll keep an eye out for that, of course. But Cheryl, as we see today reflected in the headlines, Obama also highlighted the ever-present spectre of terrorism.
Yes, he did. And now, I went for his press conference yesterday, which was pretty much the wrap-up of the entire visit here. And the main focus of his speech was terrorism. Here's...
Now, over the years, our friends here in Asia have been victims of terrorism, and many of them are close counterterrorism partners with us. So my time here has also been an opportunity to work with many of our partners in the Asia Pacific that are members of our coalition against ISIL. Australia, Canada, Japan, Malaysia, New Zealand, Singapore, South Korea, and Taiwan. Which brings me to the point I want to emphasize today. For more than a year, the United States has built and led a broad coalition against ISIL of some 65 nations. Given the frequent focus on America's leadership of this campaign, sometimes the contributions of our partners are overlooked. In fact, since the G20, a number of our coalition members have stepped up with new commitments. So today I want to take a moment to recognize how our allies and partners help advance every element of our strategy.
Now, the U.S. President's message was clear. We, the world, must not succumb to fear despite the atrocities that have occurred.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.